Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, when the waters of the flood began to subside from the earth, Noach opened the window on the Teva and sent out a raven. And the Torah says in Perek Ches, Pasuk Zayin, Vayishalach es ha'orev, Vayetze yatzo vashov ad yevoshes hamayim me'al ha'aretz. He opened up the window, he sends out the raven. That's it. And we have to ask a very simple question. Why? Why did Noach send the raven? When it comes to the dove, when it comes to the Yonah, the Torah gives the reason for Noach sending it. In the very next pasuk, in Perek Ches, pasuk Ches, the Torah says, "Vayishalach es ha-yonah me'ito liros hakalu hamayim me'al pnei adama." The Torah says he sent out the dove to see if the water had gone away from the earth's surface. That's about the dove. But we do not see a reason for the raven being sent. So why was the raven sent? The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Chesamud Beis, that when Noach sent the raven away, the raven accused Noach of two things. The raven said, first of all, that Noach sent out the raven, he sent it away so that Noach could have relations with the raven's mate. That was one accusation of the raven against Noach. And the Gemara also says that the raven accused Noach of trying to destroy the entire species. The kosher birds, said the raven, they have 7 pairs on the teva. But the non-kosher birds, like the raven, only have 1 pair. So clearly, said the raven, Noach, you are trying to kill off the ravens. Two reasons that the raven accused of Noach of sending away the raven. And the Gemara says that Noach refuted the raven's first claim. According to the Gemara, Noach said, hold on a minute. If I'm forbidden to have relations with my own wife on the Teva, certainly I cannot have relations with your mate either. That was Noach's refutation of the raven's first claim. But what about the second? How did Noach refute the raven's claim that Noach was trying to destroy the species? The Gemara does not record any refutation by Noach. In fact, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, who died in 1743, says exactly that. The Torah gives no reason for Noach sending the raven out of the Teva. There was no mission for the raven like there was for the Yonah. There was no errand, no objective in sending away the raven other than that. To send the raven away, period. And what was the reason? What was the reason? What was so bad about the raven that Noach had to send it away? Now, it happens to be that Chazal say many negative things about ravens. So, for example, the Chizkuni, Reb Chezkiah ben Manoach, who lived in the 13th century, points out that the raven is a scavenger bird that feeds on the carcasses of dead animals. And the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Hei Amud Beis, says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, that the raven has no compassion for its own offspring, neglects to feed them. The Gemara says that Hashem arranged nature in such a way that worms are attracted to the raven's droppings, and its young feed on the worms. But the ravens don't feed their young. But these are not the traits that the Orach Chaim quotes as the reason for Noach wanting the raven to go out of the Teva. The Orach Chaim quotes the same Gemara that quoted a minute ago, Sanhedrin Kuf Chesamet Beis, that the raven had relations on the Teva, and that was the reason for Noach banishing the raven from the Teva. That is the reason he was sent out. That's it. It's an incredible thing. Of all the negative things you can say about the raven, of all the destructive and harmful things you can say about the raven, it was this issue about the raven that pushed Noach over the edge, so to speak. While the rest of the world was being destroyed, while Hashem's creations were dying, while the world is being reset, so to speak, it is more than inappropriate to have relations on the Teva. It was that midah, the midah of apathy, of indifference, of detachment, that Noach could not have on the Teva. Unlike the world post-flood, Noach wanted to rebuild the new... Unlike the world before the flood, Noach wanted to rebuild the new world with creatures that cared about each other, that expressed concern for one another, that takes an interest in other people's problems. It was that kind of world that had to be created after the flood. Noah had that in him before the flood. He was like that. It was Noah who was unable to bring even one new person onto the Teva. Noah, after 120 years, was still unable to save even one person. It was Noah who learned that that was not the way to act once the flood was over. If you are going to act like that, if you're going to act like the raven, there is no place for you on the Teva. Say what you want about the raven. That wasn't the reason he was kicked off the Teva. He was kicked off because he didn't care about other people. It's a powerful, powerful message from the Or HaChaim. We all have our own problems, no question about it. But if we only look inward, if we only are going to be a tzaddik in pelt, so to speak, that cannot exist in our world. All of us have to act like the dove and not like the raven. Have an amazing day, everyone!